Jennifer Taub.
La Belle Otero by Arthur H. Lewis. Chapter 1. Shortly before midnight, November 4th, 1898, five gentlemen of assorted ages and nationalities gathered in the private dining room of a famous Paris restaurant, awaiting the arrival of a lady who was, as usual, a bit late. The occasion was the 30th birthday of the lady, a mistress they had all been sharing, more or less, for a few years. It was a distinguished gathering. Only royalty were included. Among those present were King Leopold II of Belgium, Prince Nicholas I of Montenegro, Prince Albert of Monaco, the Grand Duke Nikolai Nikolaevich of Russia, and last but certainly not least, Albert Edward, Prince of Wales, soon to succeed his mother, Queen Victoria, as Edward VII. It is hardly likely, and the guest of honor would have been first to admit it, that this party was the sole reason for the simultaneous appearance of five such important figures at the Casino de Paris. The purchase of gifts for wives, children, or the mistresses they had left behind, attendance at the opera, the Théâtre Français, or the races. Or perhaps even affairs of state conceivably could account for the presence of these gentlemen in the then cultural, economic, political, and social capital of the world. Even so, this celebration must still be regarded as quite an achievement for any woman. For the illegitimate daughter of a Spanish peasant, it was a monumental success. Death Benefits by Thomas Perry. Chapter 2. He's asking people questions. Marine Cardarelli announced. She sat still, her eyes wide and expectant, waiting for Walker's reaction. Like what? Can Cardarelli be trusted? Her eyes took on a half-closed, suspicious look that still managed to be oddly seductive. Her face lowered so a curtain of coal black hair would fall to place it in half-shadow. He hasn't talked to you? No, said Walker. Maybe he can tell I'm busy. He let his eyes move significantly in the direction of the pile of papers on his desk, then back to meet hers. She said with slow malice, Odd that he hasn't said anything to you, of all people. Why me? Walker pretended that her uncharacteristic lack of subtlety had not made his mind stall for an instant while he searched his memory for guilty secrets.
The Halloween Tree by Ray Bradbury.
Smoke seemed to sift from Tom's mouth.
Halloween Tree.
All the boys whispered it.
Halloween Tree.
And then there was silence. And during the silence, the last of the triples and quadruples of All Hallows Tree candles were lit in titanic constellations woven up through the black branches and peeping down through the twigs and crisp leaves. And the tree had now become one vast, substantial smile. The last of the pumpkins now were lit. The air around the tree was Indian summer breathing warm. The tree exhaled sooty smoke and raw pumpkin smell upon them.
Gosh! Said Tom Skelton.
Hey, what kind of a place is this? Asked Henry Hank, the witch. I mean, first the house, that man, and no treats, only tricks. And now, I never saw a tree like this in my life.
Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. Chapter 8. The Queen's Croquet Ground. When the procession came opposite to Alice, they all stopped and looked at her. And the queen said severely,
Who is this?
She said it to the knave of hearts, who only bowed and smiled in reply.
Idiot!
Said the queen, tossing her head impatiently. And turning to Alice, she went on.
What's your name, child?
My name is Alice, so please your majesty, said Alice very politely. But she added to herself, Why, they're only a pack of cards after all. I needn't be afraid of them.
Women and Money by Susie Orman. Chapter 2. Imagine What's Possible. A book with the title Women and Money must begin with the story of how far women have come financially in the past 3 decades. It's not only a remarkable tale of societal progress, it's a reminder for us that changes that take place on a personal level every day in small doses add up to dramatic societal and cultural shifts over time. Women today make up nearly half of the total workforce in this country. Over the past 30 years, women's income has soared a dramatic 63%. 49% of all professional and managerial level workers are women. Women bring in half or more of the income in a majority of U.S. households, a growing trend that made the cover of Newsweek.
Everyday Grace by Marianne Williamson.
The angels are waiting for us.
Every night before she goes to bed, my daughter says a prayer, which I too said when I was her age. Four corners round my bed, four angels round my head. One to watch, two to pray, and one to chase bad things away. It took me 40 years to understand what a prayer like that is really saying. Angels are the thoughts of God, and to ask for angels to gather near is to ask for God's thoughts to overshadow our own. To pray to an angel is to look to a level of pure thinking, divine thinking, and to ask that it replace our thoughts of fear. The Pursuit of Love in a Cold Climate, Nancy Mitford. It was difficult to talk to Aunt Sadie about sex. Something always seemed to prevent one. Babies were the nearest we ever got to it. She and Aunt Emily, feeling at one moment that we ought to know more, and being, I suspect, too embarrassed to enlighten us themselves, gave us a modern textbook on the subject. We got hold of some curious ideas. Jassy, said Linda one day scornfully, is obsessed, poor thing, with sex. Obsessed with sex, said Jassy. There's nobody so obsessed as you, Linda. Why, if I so much as look at a picture, you say I'm a Pygmalionist. In the end, we got far more information out of a book called Ducks and Duck Breeding.